تحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث في ريد لاس أن the chapter of hope. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا قعودا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says we were sitting with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in a gathering, and in this gathering also was حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه. Just to show the level of the gathering, that these Sahaba also were present, these prominent Sahaba were also present. فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِنَا فَأَبْطَى عَلَيْنَا فَخَشِينَا إِيُقْتَطَعَ عَدُونَنَا. He said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم woke up from amongst us, and then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went away, but he delayed in returning. So when he delayed in returning, so we began to get worried, scared, that perhaps some harm has come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَفَزِعْنَا فَقُمْنَا فَكُنْتُ أَوَّلَ مَنْ فَزِعَ. He said, we got afraid and we all woke up from there. And I was the first person to wake up. And I was the first person to be scared and worried about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَخَرَجْتُ أَبْتَغِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam حَتَّى أَتَيْتُ حَائِطًا لِلْأَنْصَارِ. He said that I continued looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until I came to a wall of an orchard. You should have orchards with big walls. Now there was no way for him to enter it. In another hadith, explanation comes that now he began to go around this orchard to try and find an entrance. And the only entrance he could find was a brook, a small stream that was coming into the orchard from beneath the wall. So what he did was he squeezed himself in that small hole where the water was coming in, the brook was coming in. He squeezed himself and he went inside the orchard. When he went inside the orchard, then he seen here was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have been very worried for you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives him his sandal and he also gives him glad tidings. That give those people glad tidings. This is where the hadith comes. So قال Rasulullah sallam, اذهب فمن لقيت وراء هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة. Go and tell whoever, go and tell the people, whoever you meet behind this orchard, that whoever testifies that is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mustiqinan, firmly believing in his heart that this is true, would yakin, then give him the glad tidings of Jannah. In other words, without doing any amal, without doing any further actions, just having firm belief in your heart, a person will get Jannah. Here the explanation ulama give is where a person's good deeds are more than his bad deeds, or where his minor sins are such that they don't reach up so much. So therefore then this person, Allah Pak will give him awwali dukhul, he'll enter Jannah without going into Jahannam. But where a person's minor sins exceed his amal salihah, then Allah Pak will enter this person into Jahannam for a short while for a cleansing period. Or if a person, his major sins, minor sins, everything exceed, then also he'll go for a longer period to Jahannam for the cleansing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. But what is this hadith referring to is that awwali dukhul, where a person, his minor sins are less, and he got very few sins, then this person will enter directly into Jannah. So anyway, Rasulullah had given Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu his sandal as proof, as evidence that when you're going to tell people, there's your proof that it's coming from me. Because this sounds so easy that a person testifies in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give him Jannah for this. So the first person he met on the way was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This was the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is okay, he's given glad tidings, that whoever says la ilaha illallah, he testifies in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would yakin, then fabashirhu bil jannah, glad tidings for him is for jannah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave him one shot in the chest. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu immediately went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, why did he do this? So he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because people will just rely on this, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they won't want to do a'mal saliha to give them the higher ranks in Jannah. So because of that, I stopped him from going and telling people Because I want it to be such that people don't just rely on this hadith, they do good a'mal and they get the higher levels of Jannah. So on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he agreed with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, his rai. So this sahab, these types of hadith is there to give us hope. It doesn't matter what our a'mal is, what type of sins we have committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us so much just because of this iman that we have. So this also shows how important and how great the value of iman is. Today's hadith, An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tala qawla Allah azza wa jal fi Ibrahim, Rabbi innahun adlalna kathiran min al-nas, Famman tabi'ani fa innahu minni. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat. This ayat was the saying of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, that he was saying, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innahunna these idols, adlalna kathiran min al-nas, they have led many people astray. These idols have caused many people to go astray. In other words, he's sad, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was sad that his people went astray. He's thinking of his ummat and he's complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these people have led many astray. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي Whoever has followed me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people are from me. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam read, وَقَوْلَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ salam, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ He read another ayat where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was complaining or was worried about his ummah. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tu'adhibuhum, if you punish my people, if you punish these people, fa'innahum ibaduk, they are your servants. Wa in taghfir lahum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you forgive them, fa'innaka antal azizul hakim, verily you are the most wise and you are the most powerful. You are most powerful and you are the most wise. So he's imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, to have mercy on his ummah. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to say about his ummah and what Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had to say about his ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naturally got worried about his ummah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farafa biyadehi wa qala Allahumma ummati ummati. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands to make dua. Many times people say that why do you people raise your hands to make dua? There's no need for you to raise your hands to make dua. From this hadith we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua, farafa yadehi, he picked up his hands to make dua. So people objected after salah, why you raise your hands to make dua? Make the dua, you're the masnoon dua, you don't need to pick up your hands. So this is one explanation that this was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Farafa yadehi, he picked up his both hands and he made dua. Wa qal, Allahumma ummati, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my ummat, wa baka, and he began to cry. So Rasulullah sallam thinking about us, he began to cry. فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وربك أعلم رسول الله سبحانه وتعالى said to جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام then go to محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم why it's Allah سبحانه وتعالى knows full well what his condition is Allah knew 100% what was the condition of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم but still this hadith is saying that he told جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام go to محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله ما يبكيه ask him what is causing him to cry. Sometimes a person might know why a person is sad, another person is sad, but just by asking them what is causing you to be sad, what is putting you into grief, what is causing your problem, your depression, just that asking makes that person feel nice. You know that a person is feeling well, he recovered, he came out of hospital, but just to ask him how you're feeling, that asking also makes a person feel nice. So here what happened, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew full well what was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go ask him, what is causing him to cry? فإنه فأتاه جبريل فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال. So then Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم informed him بما قال وهو أعلم that why what was causing him to cry. He was thinking of his ummah, that what will be their plight, what will be their condition, how will they fare. So therefore he picked up his hand and he made dua. So Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال الله تعالى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Jibreel, idhab ila Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, faqul inna sanurdika fi ummatika wala nasu'uka. So O Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam and tell him that verily shortly we will make him happy. We will make him happy with regards to his ummat and we will cause Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam to be pleased. So we will make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we will give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will make Rasulullah sallam happy and we will save him from being sad and being despised, displeased as far as his ummah is concerned. So then In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. In Surah Alam Nashrah, we read, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. This is referring to the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon send down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will make him happy with regards to his ummah. He won't let him down. It comes in a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will start praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with words that he hasn't praised him before. He'll praise him with such words and such beautiful words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, sal tu'ata, that ask whatever you want, I will grant you. And on that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask for the intercession of his ummah. So even on that day, his fikr will only be his ummah. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said that this hadith is such a hadith that it gives the ummah great comfort. It is one of the hadiths that gives the ummah great comfort. One of the greatest comfort that the ummah gets from hadith is from this particular hadith that Allah Pak had told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that I will make you pleased and I won't displease you. In other words, that if Allah is guaranteeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will please him as far as ummah is concerned, can you imagine Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't be happy even if one ummati is going into Jahannam. So if Allah Pak is saying that it will please him, how much the comfort this should give all of us. That inshallah the day will come where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy with regards to every ummati of his. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Therefore it is incumbent upon us to increase on our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we see the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, that on every occasion, even when he would read the ayat of the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, that would create shafqat and love for us. So therefore, the minimum we can do is try and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send the road upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.